sloshing the right of sausage, and yes, you can outrun a donut. There's an old saying that you can't outrun a donut. If you feast, your workouts can't work out. Boo-hoo. The skinny people try to make it sound like some kind of a wisdom, and the rest of us just see it as something sad. But that is just a complete and total misunderstanding, because outrunning a donut is actually a lifelong challenge. This challenge is far greater than any triathlon, with all its fancy skinny outfits worn by men whose tits never seen a jiggle, and far more demanding than an ultra marathon or several consecutive ones, by men whose very own bio states that they have a genetic predisposition for making genetic predispositions up. The day you have your donut has to be perfect, and you get as many retries or servings as you want. It's a celebration. You'll know when you are ready to have that perfect one. If it won't ruin it for you, might as well dip it in some sugary mess too. Having a donut is a celebration of life, and having your last one is a celebration of health. You should already have your equipment ready, and please always, always wear a reflective jacket. Nobody can see you jogging out there in the middle of the night. Yeah, you pretty much want to dip your toes into jogging. But, you know, if you have a belly, it's okay. In fact, the fatter you are, the more muscle you have. And fat stores are really just the perfect nutrition for the body. And you always have to start by walking, no matter which way you go. You walk by the side of the street, and maybe just the first few times, keep on walking and have someone drive you back. There's no need to make your way back and see the same things all over again. You will unfortunately get blisters, but only once. Your feet will be adapting to the challenge. You may have some luck with super thick woolen socks and the larger shoes to contain them. But don't really make a big deal out of picking out shoes. They won't last very long, not long at all. The cheaper you get, the better. And try to cycle between multiple pairs. This way, when your shoes start bothering you, the new pair will let the trouble spots recover. And yeah, eventually your walking will turn into shuffling and then jogging, and jogging on those infernal machines at the gym. Gyms are all about climate control, or at the very least, weather control, so you can always have your workout without any strange interruptions. But you know, walking is special. You can do walking in extremely bad weather. The worse it gets, in fact, the better the workout. Once you start jogging, you will become scared of slipping on ice. Walking is like being a locomotive. It is beautiful. In fact, many people never really do get into jogging. They head out to beat their donut by hitting up the Triple Crown. Here you can see how the ultras or triathlon people, who ride a bicycle as part of their race for goodness sake, aren't even really trying. Triple Crown is a walk in the woods. The Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and finally, the Continental Divide. It takes years. I repeat, with all my heart, walking is something else. If you do like working out at the gym, which I personally and very recently termed sloshing, though it has been called water dancing as well, I was actually raised on raisin donuts. They were called ponchkis, and the raisins were a real treat. So I might have actually had one too many donuts, hence the term sloshing. But I finished my challenge. I beat the donut just recently. So it does not matter if you are a sweet child of raisin donuts or not. Anybody can do it. To return to the subject at hand, if you do like working out at the gym, then your gym workouts need to start with cutting out sugar, which is basically extremely good medicine for people who are about to die that we pop like candy for fun. And then you have to do something super crazy. You can see that in workout videos, especially like the 1980s ones. But you will have to start working out to the beats of songs. So it's just like dancing. You should never count reps or sets. You always just focus on the beat of a song and try to hit every beat. Start with slow songs at first and then speed up. You can use software programs like FFmpeg Audacity or just master a DJ deck, but always hit every beat and always speed up your songs. At first, you can use an interval timer to keep narrowing your rest periods down until you don't need to rest anymore. Joggers do this all the time. Everyone starts off running out of breath, and then eventually people just keep on running without needing to stop. So this is very natural. And the interval timer makes that so easy, it's ridiculous. A gym workout should be 2 or more hours long. Be sure to stay hydrated. It should never be just 1 hour. That is just asking for trouble and adding extra decade, if not more, to beating the donut. But please, do not think in terms of time. Beating a donut is a lifetime commitment. But hey, you know, you get weekends off, pretty much. I highly recommend just grabbing onto some weights and just freaking dancing. That is the easiest way to ease yourself into a trance. And here, be careful with coffee. It may get you to a gym, but it will prevent you from zonking out during your workout. You do not want your 2-hour workout to feel like 20 hours. Normally, a 2-hour dance is just a short, albeit wobbly, little nap. Please remember, beating a donut will require many decades, if not basically your entire life. And it will demand mighty workouts that should always grow in complexity and challenge. But it is a rite of passage. Personally, I termed it a rite of sausage, as it is basically what you must start eating. But always consider healthier or better sources of protein. In short, you pass from donut to don't nut and become a health nut. Your family will absolutely love having you around for extra 30 to 50 years. So just work together to always make sure that you never miss a workout. I don't have to tell you what to do about your career. But just in case you didn't notice yet, it has been draining you of life. Hey, you'll do great on your own. It takes a few times to get a startup going, but you know it inside out. You know how to run things from having worked at a company before. You'll do great. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. Go on now. Figure out if you're a jogger or a walker by taking to a number of colorful camping and hiking adventures, preferably one every month for the rest of your long life. And this here will double to help you start losing weight. Hiking, you will discover, is the only shortcut you get, and it never, ever fails.